Blog Talk Radio.
He ruptured intestines as his partner became a corpse. Bisexuals always become insane.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. The last episode with Corpse Grinder was so much fun that we decided we'd welcome Sid back this week by hunting him with a knife. Don't worry, it's a butter knife. It'll still feel unpleasant, but you know Sid loves butter. And now, here's the Metal Injection Livecast.
Sid loves that butter. Yeah, that whipped butter.
Butt butter in this case, but I'm fine with it. It's like maple butter, but it's not really maple.
I missed what Bland said. Can someone give me the gist?
Since I was away last week, but you guys had so much fun with Corpse Grinder, you want to keep that momentum going, so you're going to fuck me with a knife.
Oh.
But it's
oh.
a butter knife, and I like butter.
Ugh.
Welcome back, Sid, by the way.
Thank you.
How was your trip?
It was nice. It was nice. Good food, minimal family drama. Saw John Mulaney perform at the University of Texas campus.
Oh,
and it was
really?
Awesome.
Do new material?
Yes.
Awesome.
He has taken a quantum leap.
Really?
As good
wow.
as he was previously, and he was already one of my favorites.
Wow.
It's all that tuna.
He's a new guy. He's way more like animated and loud. He's
That's
like
cool.
sort of taken like a Louis C.K. injection,
mm-hmm.
but still... as John Mulaney just like amped up.
That's our sister podcast, by the way.
yeah.
Louis C.K. injection.
I was going to say, I didn't really like his last special. I thought, well, no, I shouldn't say, I mean, I laughed at it,
yeah.
but I feel like it was not his best.
Is that the one
stuff.
Where he tells the Bill Clinton story?
Yes. And okay. and talking about getting married and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. I just thought
it
was like
all
a
right.
step down. Yeah, it was
but
all right.
But this one is definitely...
Right.
Like
okay, good.
A quantum leap forward.
I'm grading on a John Mulaney curve.
He's cursing more. He's angrier.
Oh, good.
As,
so he's,
as with everyone else, the election has made him an angry.
Grumpy.
Is he turning into Louis Black?
You know, honestly, there were parts of his performance where I did think that.
Oh, cool. I'll
there are definitely
that.
Like that kind of like exasperated screaming.
Nice.
Freaking out.
I can't see
him. He's fantastic.
He's like, like an alcoholic Matthew Broderick. It's hard to see him like being
yeah,
so.
Yeah, but he did it. It worked. It didn't feel forced. It was
nice.
He was just really good.
I'm glad.
We're going to force some Metal Injection Livecast down your eardrums tonight. Welcome, everyone.
What if they want it?
We're still going to force it. That's how we play.
We want them to act like they don't.
Yeah, that's the role play here. It's Rob. That was
Noah.
Are
we going to be in bathrobes?
Oh,
God. While we do this,
oh, no.
the Harvey Weinstein.
Potted plant.
Oh, boy. Let's not make light of sexual harassment.
please,
well, I mean,
please.
Noah would be the one of us that would be allowed to.
Yeah. Please
why? Just, women can't harass?
Please just come in the room and hear our podcast. Please, please. It's just 5 minutes. Come in the room and hear our
don't,
podcast.
Don't ruin a friendship over
do
5 minutes.
Do you think him and Sumner Redstone ever banged the same chick?
Oh,
I'm sure.
Or Sumner Redstone harassed these women's moms.
Who is Sumner Redstone, just for our newer listeners?
He, does he still run CBS and Viacom?
Yeah, he's a majority owner in both CBS
yeah.
and Viacom.
And they can't take it away from
years
him.
Old.
They can't take it away from him like the guy from the Clippers?
I guess not. You'd think they would have already.
Too bad.
He wouldn't know anyway. Like, he's got to be out of it.
Just let him keep going to his sex parties. He doesn't care about anything else. Just don't take that away.
Who's putting their dick in that, though? Like, who's...
In what?
In Sumner Redstone's corpse.
No one's
Wait,
putting...
He's not dead yet.
No, he's the one putting his dick in women.
Do we know? I mean,
dick.
All right.
Yeah,
all right,
there's
so,
the there was the... There was tapes.
Fine, I'll rephrase, counselor. who's putting any of their genitalia on Sumner Redstone?
People,
ew.
Male or female?
People... Like
for
rich people.
Money.
Yeah. So there's got to be a limit.
You remember that guy Anna Nicole Smith married?
Yes.
That guy was probably less rich than Sumner Redstone. Still very, very rich, but maybe not quite.
I mean, if anyone is desirable enough for a billionaire to want to sleep with them, they've got to have better prospects at billionaires than that guy.
The thing Anna Nicole Smith did right, and that's something that you'll a sentence you'll never hear start like that. She did her thing before the era of Viagra.
Oh.
So that she probably didn't even really have to fuck that guy.
She had to, like, you know, stuff it in her limp.
Even that's probably easier.
Yeah, it's over in a second. Yeah. He dribbles out on her thigh, and you're done.
The people messing with Sumner Redstone now. Like, he's fully erect.
Oh. Let's hear it. Wait, is this a voicemail from Durensky guy again?
Yes.
Like a drill on your hot dog.
So he's a little bit nervous.
I think they can clean off.
But it really does. It really does sound like Durensky, guys.
Come here. Come here. I want that pussy. I got $110 billion. Cha 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 cha.
And a limp dick to go along with it.
Well, also, I think that Anna Nicole's husband was rich enough that he probably had whatever preceded Viagra.
Ah,
he had access to it before it was on the market.
Electric shock therapy.
Had the prototype.
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a lawsuit at some point where his family was like suing her, saying she never consummated the marriage because he couldn't, and so she wasn't entitled to the money because it wasn't a real marriage.
The family stooped to saying because she didn't have.
They
sex
wanted
with
that
him.
Money.
Wow.
They didn't know exactly what they wanted. They didn't want her to have
This I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
This hua didn't.
I don't remember what it was.
There was a lawsuit.
Yeah.
I think that was part of it, but I'm not 100%.
It's gossip injection.
Mm.
That was quite a tangent.
Yeah.
Right in the beginning.
Rest in peace, Anna Nicole Smith.
She's been gone for a while now.
Yeah.
When that Playboy was for a long time, that her Playmate of the Year issue was one of my prized possessions.
What was so great about it?
Her breasts.
Boobies.
Until I found out that they were fake, then like
don't they look the same?
No, and it's cheating.
But you
I don't like Barry
primer.
Bonds as much now that I know he was on steroids.
But like, what does it matter to you? It's not like you're ever touching.
It's just I want to honor people who did it the right way, who played the game the right way.
But
you're a breast purist.
Yes.
But back up. So you're seeing her Playboy photo spread.
Yes.
Which, real or fake breasts, that is not what that person looks like in real life.
Well, sure.
Like
she might have bad
altered.
Skin. I don't really care about that.
Now, I have a question.
The boobs are probably similar enough.
But I'm just saying, I'm sorry. It's good. Just, it's a fantasy either way. Like, what is, you
I just I don't like fake boobs. It's just
but you're not touching them.
I don't find them aesthetically.
But
it's
the art that you appreciate. The art in front of you.
He has a mental component to his masturbatory fantasies.
Okay, I see. Sorry.
Now I have a question. Given your frame of morality that you've laid out, I want to throw a different case at you.
Okay.
Okay. Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Had enormous real breasts.
Uh huh.
Around age something or other, 40 maybe. She got tired of them and reduced them to a normal size and hated it. And then she put in implants to get back to what she used to be. What do you think of that?
No, that's
still wrong.
No.
Cheating. But she cheated by taking them out. So it's undoing
breast reduction.
Yeah.
That's
about
committing a second sin to make up for the first sin.
So you
it
think,
right.
So she's just trapped being unattractive to you forever.
Correct.
Okay. That's a fair answer. I disagree.
But how do you feel about women who get breast reductions?
Yeah.
What's your opinion on those?
There's nothing fake in there. That's fine.
But it's altering.
If they lost weight, that might happen naturally anyway, so it's fine.
Oh. I'm lost there.
Though
I
frown upon it in all cases.
Even
if it's a health issue,
even if it's
like life-saving somehow.
Life-saving, even. They should. So you're.
No.
Wait. So you're
God,
like.
God, Hashem himself gave you full, luscious, milky double D's. You do not fuck with that. You leave that alone.
So you're like a
you
Christian scientist of plastic surgery.
Yes.
Even
yes,
to
your
save
body,
life.
My choice.
Yeah, in that one case.
God.
You want to shave down your pussy lips or fatten them up, whatever. I don't care as much about that.
Oh, you don't care about like labia reductions or anything?
No.
Vaginal rejuvenation.
Pussy tightening.
Yeah, no,
is that what the technical term is?
Oh, Hashem, please reduce my breast so I do not have to have plastic surgery, which is proscribed by my religion.
There should be like some kind of exercise that you could do to lose boob weight if you're so concerned, so you don't have to go under the knife.
Well, for some people, it really is a health issue, I feel
like. Your back hurts. It's not like you're going to die.
Feel
some back pain.
Like
you're making the world a happier place.
Of all people, you say this, you complain when you have like a paper cut.
I'm
you're
not
like,
going under the knife for it, though. I deal with
you
it.
Got, you went under
complain
some sort of sharp
object. Complain about
your
big fat tits all you want, as long as that's where it ends.
Hmm.
That's all.
Noah, how do you feel about this as a woman? How do you feel about what Sid's saying? Speaking for all women out there.
Sid, your opinion doesn't matter.
That's fine.
It's not important.
I never said
it
was.
I was going to say, I don't think he thinks it's important either.
That's just his opinion.
All
right,
well,
that's fair.
Right.
We want to know your opinion anytime during the show. Give us a call, 213-WIDE-NUT, 213-943-943. 3688. Also, you know, if you're listening to the archive, you could always leave a voicemail.
Sid just played footsie with me. I just want to let everybody know. Yes.
No, I didn't.
I felt that.
I didn't. Maybe I have foot
kind
implants.
Of
I didn't
up.
Even realize it.
There was that time in college when Sid was like a radical and he was blockading plastic surgery offices. But he's mellowed out.
He would show up with posters of like plastic surgery gone wrong.
This could be you. This could be you.
Picture of the cat lady from New York City.
Oh, my God. LaToya Jackson.
Oh,
Michael
yeah.
Jackson.
The cat lady, though, is the old
Jackson.
But also, like, you know, sometimes in the footer of posts, they have those, like,
yes.
links around the internet, and you just see, like,
I see that on,
botched.
Yeah, on Metal Injection
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah, you know what I see now that really annoys me is they have, like, you won't believe what happened to this celebrity.
Yes.
And then it's like a fake picture of them that's not them that looks awful.
Yes.
Them getting fucked by Marge Simpson with a strap on or something. Like, I don't believe. Yeah, you're
there's
right. I don't believe what happened.
There's this one ad which I have been vehemently getting removed from Metal Injection, mm-hmm. which is it's like a Photoshop of Ellen kissing a guy. Like,
oh,
Ellen,
yeah,
Ellen goes back or something
yeah.
like that. Like,
come on. Like, what are you. What?
Now, when you click, because I've never clicked one of these.
I refuse to click it too.
So I want to know what, like, when it takes you there, is it just bullshit, or is it like...
It's just a bunch of pop-ups.
But what I'm saying, yeah, is it that, or is it like, do they have some story where that's like a tiny feature of it, and it's not really what... Like, maybe Ellen kissed a guy on her show or
something. I bet it's completely unrelated.
Just completely
yeah.
unrelated. Okay.
It's like a photo of a Ukrainian guy laughing at you.
Fucker, yeah. Now you can invite us.
Yeah, basically. Could it be that ad on Metal Injection is what cost Hillary the election?
Ellen kissing a man?
Yes.
Clearly.
Fake news, no?
I mean,
well, it's, technically.
It's
it
just as rational as some of the other paranoia out there.
Mm.
Oh!
Hey-o!
213 Wide Nut. That's the number. I also wanted to say, if you're listening during the week, you can record a voice memo on your phone. Phones have voice memo apps now. You can email that to us, hatemail@metalinjection.net, or just email hatemail@metalinjection.net. Write that shit out.
We will read it for you in your own voice.
No, in our own voice. I can't. I don't know what they sound like. I met certain people I do.
Yeah.
Like I can hold my nose and do El Duderino. You know. That's it. Unless you're Dave Mustaine, then I can do it in your voice.
Yeah, if you're Dave Mustaine calling it or writing it.
Or, you know, if you're writing us an email, you could at the end request what voice you want it ready.
Oh.
Good idea.
Dear Pinhouse Forum. Oh, shit. I sent us to hatemail@metalinjection.net. What am I doing?
Good enough. With all the nipple play and ball stretch emails Rob gets at that address, it's basically the same thing.
Come on.
Did you hear last week how many people were in solidarity with Rob?
Yes, 3 people. Wow.
It's a
revolution.
And who chooses the voicemails to play?
Also true.
Cherry picked.
He just had his Reddit friends from nipple torture /r_ whatever the fuck call in and pretend to be listeners.
R dot nipple play?
Yeah.
I am not. I am not a part of any Reddit nipple communities. No, that is
why not
fake news.
Not by your public name.
Yeah.
No, not by my private name either.
He runs the nipple tweaking subreddit.
He's right, I'm not a member.
He's a mod.
You mean he
I'm
tweaks
the
it?
He tweaks it.
The CSS. He designed the CSS. r/nippletweaks.
Nothing wrong with a little nipple play, everybody.
Nipple play, everybody.
So even if it doesn't feel good, people should do it.
Can you imagine if someone listened to our podcast and like had to like
chose to, all of a sudden
started stretching their balls and their nipples, and their parents walk into the room and they, where did you learn that from?
Well, we don't advocate like, you know, underage people to do all this shit. You should, you know, we're not telling them to do it.
You don't have to do anything.
Who are these people living in their pants? Are they 40 living in the pants?
You don't have to, but I'm suggesting, you know, you should.
I just hope that we never get mixed up with like children's podcasts.
That's all. The podcast is called the Metal Injection Livecast. I saw that. Also, it's listed as
maybe
explicit.
There are some kids who like molding who think this is an educational show.
I'm very distressed.
I do think it is an educational
metal show. Injection molding is still the first search result from Metal Inj, like I-N-J.
No way. Oh, well, I guess for me it's probably.
It's in your search history and stuff.
Let's see in an incognito way.
Still molding.
Oh, it still has my history. Anyway.
We have a library to insert here.
We do not have a library. But let's talk about
music. A big music story.
Okay.
Earlier today. Ivanka Trump.
I once had
a punk phase.
I'm glad it's that and not Corpse Grinder being dead. I thought maybe you were going to say because
he
was here.
No.
Corpse Grinder.
Great guy.
That was a great episode last week.
Yeah.
But no, I saw this today, and first of all, I was so glad that this happened today and not tomorrow. Like, it's fresh.
Yeah.
And I
was thinking, Sid. I need Sid's input.
I don't need to. Can I get my input?
No.
Fuck her and her punk face.
Well, is she the one saying it,
bullshit,
or is her mom saying it about her?
Well, we didn't even read the headlines. We're just looking at Rob's computer.
No, I read the article. Ivanka Trump. Writes in her new mother's memoir.
Wait,
so she's
writing stuff in her mom's
I think it's
book?
A foreword or something.
Oh.
I don't know. But so, right. She shares an anecdote about how she had a funk face.
She had a funk face.
She probably had a funk
face. She dressed
face
like too. George Clinton.
She dated Terry Funk when her dad was doing a WWE
Wait,
crossover.
What if she dressed like George Clinton and George Clinton got angry at her and like cursed her out, and that's why they hate the Clintons now?
Oh my God.
Oh,
this
it
is
all makes sense.
Mistaken identity. Damn. What is this thing?
George Clinton.
Oh.
No, she had a punk phase where she was, quote, really into Nirvana, and said that she once dyed her hair blue.
Nirvana's punk? I mean,
they're
punk elements. I don't know.
They were under that umbrella.
Yeah, they came from the sort of punk scene. Mom, wasn't it? So she dyed her hair blue. I mean, I could relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
Her mom, she had an eyebrow piercing?
Her mom had the same reaction your mom did, sort of.
Yeah.
Well, her mother was more aggressive about it. Your mother was like saddened that you were supposedly gay.
Yeah,
because you had blue hair.
Well, no. That's not the story. The story is her friend called her with condolences because.
Right, I remember that part.
But she's not. My mom wasn't saying that she thought I was gay.
Oh, I thought she took that news and confronted you with it and was sad about it.
I thought it was like all the women in the neighborhood.
No. The way she confronted me is like, can you believe what these people think?
Oh, I had this wrong the whole time. I thought she heard the story from the woman and then said, oh, that and like took that as a logical conclusion that you were gay.
We'd have to go back into the archives.
I could be wrong. Yeah, I could be wrong. This is a long time ago.
Or that at least she was mad that you like embarrassed her in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
that for sure. But I also thought that she, too, thought you were gay because of your
blue. No.
That's just the thing Russian women believe. That if you
Well, gay in Russian is actually light blue, the literal translation.
Yeah.
Is
really?
Like
what's
sky
the word?
Blue.
What's
Galu boy.
Girl and boy.
Yeah. Galu boy.
He's
a
girl and boy. That's why he's gay. Looks like boy is girl inside.
Very forward thinking about trans issues. They didn't even realize it.
Well, being trans is not being gay. They're actually a little behind the times then.
But still, they're on that path. They understand the concept. They just haven't put it together.
Very appropriate music bed for this discussion.
Well, but anyway, so Ivana Trump
when her young daughter Ivanka, which, by the way, like,
yeah, I agree. Yeah, imagine if you have a child and you just insert a K in your name and that's your child's name.
But also, like,
Rupert.
But that, like just based on what, like, I'm not Czech, but you know, with Russian, it's like the cute way, like adding the K is like making it a little cuter, like a baby. So she's always like the baby Ivana, which is, but both of them are conceited like that. You know, her brother is named Donald Trump.
Right.
You know?
I don't know.
And then his child, I think there's a Donald Trump, you know, like a, the third or the fourth or whatever. Another gross lineage.
Well, all these rich, you know, inbred fucks do that. They always pass their name
George,
after one of their kids.
George Foreman named all 18 of his kids George.
Was it 18, really?
That's
a lot.
It was a lot, though.
But anyway, her mom, Ivana, made Ivanka go to the pharmacy or to the drugstore and buy a $10 box of Nice and Easy and dye her hair back to blonde.
You would think she just has a hairdresser on call that could do it professionally.
Yeah. No, she needed the shame of having to go to the CVS like the fucking
You go to the Walgreens right now. You go, you use the cash. I will not even give you credit card. That's right.
Ivanka, go down to 7S.
Get the Nice and Easy like you.
You're nice. You're not nice, but you are easy.
Then she also, this part, she said that she cried for 24 hours after Kurt Cobain committed suicide. And the article notes she was 12 at the time.
I do have
I'll
to say.
I'll never be able to have him play at my bar mitzvah.
Yeah,
seriously.
Right? She wasn't Jewish at the time. That was when she met her own.
In Ivana's defense of her parenting, it's to be fair, her father wouldn't have looked at his daughter the same way if she had blue hair. She
it
wouldn't have still been
Daddy.
Attracted to her.
Oh, that's a good point. That's fair. She knows the joke.
I bet he would have said to her that the carpet needs to match the drapes.
Oh, yeah, they got the Nice and Easy blue color for the pubes is what they really did.
Was there even carpet yet at that point?
Oh, sure.
12? I don't know.
Daddy kept her trim.
No, when did you get your carpet?
Ew.
I was asking a gross question and it was
superseded
by your
lucky you. And now you're calling it out and bringing it back to how gross it was.
So we can agree it's gross.
Thank you.
Well, I think it's Donald Trump that's gross. He's the one that wants to bang his daughter.
Yeah. He's the
He's
the one trimming her pubes.
No, he had someone.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, he doesn't get his hands dirty with that.
He does save the shavings.
He doesn't use any sort of heavy machine.
But he grabs women by the pussy. Hold on a second. Maybe he does.
Maybe that's how he says hello.
You think he's grabbing the hair and yanking it?
No, maybe he's grabbing them by the pussy to do, like, dye jobs on
them. Or like a tweeze.
Or a whack.
I thought it was just more like a bowling ball grip. He just sticks his fingers in and pulls towards.
Yeah, the way he does the handshake.
Yeah, yeah. Except lower.
Two in the bukkake and the one in the back like a bowling ball?
Yeah, pretty much.
It was an old joke. Like, why? Why do women have their asshole and vagina hole so close together? So you can carry them like a six-pack.
That's awful.
It's a terrible joke. It reminded me of that.
For science. For science.
Don't support that kind of humor.
213 wife nut. That's the number. 213-943-3688.
All right, we're back to wife nut now.
I thought the occasion was appropriate with all the talk of women as six packs.
Fair enough. Well, the talk. I made one joke and it's not even, it's an old,
But even, we were talking about shaving the
100-year-old joke.
Yes, we do have Justin from Through the Eyes of the Dead. But just to.
Wait,
just
Justin from what? We have Justin from Through the
Eyes of the Dead.
He was using the acronym.
CTOD.
Info right here.
Justin Longshore from Through the Eyes of the Dead momentarily.
Very good. That's your serious voice.
I just also wanted to say fuck Ivanka Trump.
Yeah, sure.
She is no good piece of shit.
She's jabroni.
She never give the Iron Chick the coat.
I want her to go get me that Nice and Easy to dye my mustache yellow blonde. But then she jabroni. She only give me half and half the Nice and Easy. She only give me the easy. She don't give me the nice. Fuck her.
Do
Do you think her and Sheik were ever in the same room together?
They probably were.
Yeah,
WrestleMania.
Yeah,
sure.
Was
well,
Sheik still there?
You think she would commingle with the common people though?
She'd be in the crowd for the show.
No. Let's see. So WrestleMania 4, he wasn't there.
Yeah, no, I don't think
the last one he was in was 3, and then they brought him back for Sergeant Slaughter to be in Sergeant Slaughter's corner as an Iraqi.
Mm, that's right.
Wow, how do you remember that?
I lived it.
I mean, I lived certain moments. I don't remember shit.
That's true. Well,
it's
I
really more on you, though.
I don't remember a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah, wrestling is easy to remember. Birthdays, names, that's all hard.
True.
Let's go to some stories we wanted to talk about during the week. Oh, well, I guess we have our guest momentarily, but I just wanted to.
Okay.
He's the guy from.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Well, his new album, huh?
What's the name of the new album?
It comes out November.
It's actually out already.
Oh!
Yeah. Just came out.
This past one.
I dare you to finish every question like that.
Hey, what are your influences? Sid, did you hear, by the way, are we ready for the guest or not? I don't want to go off.
Go for it.
Did you hear the interview last week?
I
brought up the Spurs thing,
yeah,
and he
was
wasn't really a Spurs fan, though.
Wikipedia is a dirty fucking liar.
How about even got it?
I don't even remember discussing that with you, but I do remember looking it up while I was in Texas on his Wikipedia and seeing it and being like, man, I wish I could be there to ask him about it.
We didn't discuss the Spurs.
Yeah.
I found that on the last day, but I remember discussing with you that we should ask about his proclivities.
Oh, yeah, okay. But yeah, when you brought that Spurs thing up, like I was so happy.
What's the Spurs thing?
His Wikipedia says that he's a San Antonio Spurs fan.
Which his wife is.
Yeah.
But he said and while we talked to him, he said he wasn't one. That someone just edited his thing.
Why is that important or not important? I guess
it's just
question.
Interesting. It's not like the biggest deal in the world.
Are people not Spurs fans?
Because he's from Baltimore and they play in San Antonio, Texas. So how did you become? Same thing, he's a Denver Broncos fan. Like, how did you become a Denver Broncos fan?
And also, for me personally, I've maybe heard a Cannibal Corpse song in my life. So his Spurs fandom would be like the only thing about him that I'd be interested in or could relate to him. It hooked me in.
Meat hooked you in.
Sure, yeah. And then sodomized me.
He's a really, really engaging
guy,
though. You have to, if you haven't, even if you didn't like Cannibal Corpse, just listening to that, you know.
It was 3 hours long. I enjoyed all of it.
And not to brag, but after the show, he did say that he very much enjoyed himself.
Oh, cool. I had to run out quickly.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't here for the post
coffee
clutch.
He said that he liked just sitting around and just talking about metal, music. Mm-hmm. Playing the game.
Yeah, you told me he said that it didn't feel like work.
Yeah. He said that he was kind of tired of talking about the album, and talking about the album is what makes him nervous, like those kinds of questions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We didn't bring it up once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he liked it.
It sounds like Cannibal Corpse, right? All right, cool.
Yeah. That's also about the Broncos.
Yeah.
Maybe he said when it was available.
Yeah, no, I mean, but we didn't go into what it sounds like.
Yeah, who cares? So
I mean, I care, but, you know, people can find that info elsewhere.
Yeah,
I feel
that's
going to
be
about
every other interview he does.
Right.
This is about getting to know people.
Oh. Speaking of getting to know people, I think we should get to know our guest for this week. Talking about Justin from...
I got to hear that back the first time you said that.
In my head, I said it.
You just rushed through it, that's all.
Yeah. I do have a tendency to do that, and it comes off.
I didn't mean to pick on you. It was just... One of those.
Gonna get him on the line, hopefully. We'll see.
Have you met this guy before? Is he a nice guy?
Yeah.
A good guy?
Person?
Good person.
Hello?
Hey, Justin?
Yo.
What's up, man? It's Rob. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
What's up, Rob?
How's it going, man? You're on the phone with me, with Noah.
Hello.
Sid.
Hey.
And 3D. Hi there.
What up?
What's going on?
It's a party, and we wanted to just spend a little time talking about your band.
Cool.
And then. And I was curious, you know, long band name. Have you ever thought about, like, in your career, you were like, oh, I wish we could abbreviate it to, like, Crew or something like that. Have you ever
we were always thinking, definitely reconsidered it. We were thinking about selling out and calling it Through the Eyes. We'd probably sell a lot more records and maybe added some singing choruses.
Mm. Yeah. But you guys aren't into the singing. I don't think you guys won't have that album where you introduce people, right?
Yeah, sadly not. So we'll just continue to be broke.
The new album is very brutal. Great, great riffage, great solos. Danny's doing a great job up front. And I can't pronounce the name of the album, though. So I'm not even going to try it.
We need help with that.
Yeah. What's the word?
It's pronounced Dissimus. However, I have heard people say Dissimus. But just through my online studies, I think Dissimus is the final pronunciation. At least that's what we're going with.
All right. Well, I mean, it's your album, so you can call whatever the fuck you want, no matter what the quote-unquote correct pronunciation is. You're an artist. Fuck that.
Right. Absolutely.
So what does it mean?
It means basically an abnormal fetus, one head, two bodies. It's basically when I actually, on my birthday this year, I went to, I live near Philadelphia, and I went to a place called the Mutter Museum. It's a medical museum, really, really cool stuff. And yeah, it's really cool. So there's like, I saw this like, it's like weird fetus in a jar, and it was like, I couldn't stop looking at it. It was just so fucking like, I don't know, it just was really super weird. And it said
like
Harris next to it.
Oh no. Like not an Ian Watkins. Like you weren't looking at it like Ian Watkins.
It's a medical museum. So it shows you all medical anomalies.
That was a bad joke. I apologize. That's not right.
Yeah, okay. Not into that. But
thank God.
Yeah, no worries. I immediately went home after being at this place and wrote the song Terrace. And I sent it to Danny, our singer. And that's the song that we actually got Nate Johnson to appear on. The song kind of wrote itself, when I started writing it. And, I was just like super inspired from this place. And I sent it to Danny. And Danny kind of did a play on words, you know, because we named that song Terrace. And that's kind of, I named it that just from being there. And then, he decided, to have a play on words and call the album Dissimus.
Oh, cool.
That's cool. And you guys certainly took your time with this one. It's been 7 years.
Yeah, we took a little bit. Yeah. Not too long, right?
You got to work. What's that?
It's a big museum. You have to get through all the exhibits.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty big.
I'm guessing you guys took like a little break from the band and had like
life.
Deal with real life.
Yeah, sometimes you have to, real life comes crashing down, so you got to handle that. We were on prosthetic. We did 3 records on prosthetic, and, we've obviously had our share of member changes and stuff like that. So, things started getting, like, just not fun anymore, and, like, it was almost becoming a chore. We were playing shows, and it was just, like, And I always thought, like, if this becomes not, like, a fun thing for me anymore, then I don't really want to do it. And all the other guys, they kind of just wanted to go home and handle some shit, too. And so we kind of did, like, an unannounced hiatus. We didn't really know what the future of the band, where it was going or anything like that. So, I think we went home, paid some bills, and dealt with that, and after about, I'd probably say a couple of years, like, I started writing some stuff, and we would kind of do little teasers on the Facebook, to see if there's still some interest, and there ended up being a ton of interest. So that kind of really sparked us to, bring this thing back. back from the dead. And they're really bad jokes. Yeah. But
stared through the eyes of the dead and you were like, we're going to resurrect you.
Yeah, that really sparked us to kind of, you know, write some more material. We were originally going to do an EP and release it ourselves digitally because we were no longer on prosthetic. And one thing led to another. We reconnected with our old manager and we had some label interest. Quickly an EP became a full length. And then it was like, okay, cool, no shows, but we'll do a full length. And then now we're playing shows here and there. So it kind of happened. But we're happy, man. We're really stoked.
The album sounds awesome. It came out this past Friday. It's out now everywhere. Get it on Spotify and Apple Music. And I already forgot the pronunciation.
The song.
All right, I got it. So I'm curious now, like when you went home and had to pay some bills, what were you doing? That was just
Basically, Jake, he was working at a restaurant, managing a restaurant. I work at a guitar shop, and Danny's actually a cop now in Chicago. So that's what we've been up to. Danny kind of took
more front man being cop.
I know he should. Some guy from the Red Cord. But yeah, we just been doing that and hanging out and you know. Going to medical museums.
What were you doing at the guitar shop? Are you a luthier? Do you make guitars or are you just
Oh no. I'm in retail sadly, so I sell them.
Oh, that's cool. Actually
what's that?
Oh, I actually had a guitar question for you, so I'm glad that you worked at a guitar store cuz I'll know that you'll be able to answer it. I've been playing guitar for a long time, but I feel like over the last couple of years, I kind of like became less passionate about it, I guess. And I've been thinking a lot lately about, you know, like, why am I not playing guitar as much as I used to? And I think that a lot of it has to do with just like too complicated to set it all up. So I was wondering if you can recommend like an easy, like, I don't know, maybe like a pedal or something. Something not so expensive, but that I kind of like plug into my computer and just record, or like what's the like a very basic setup that I could.
I mean, if you're looking to just, you know, plug in, you know, a guitar into your computer, technology is crazy right now for guitar players too. I use a Fractal Audio Axe FX. I also have a Positive Grid bias head, but you can actually get an audio interface and plug right into your computer and have stuff sounding pretty good. Positive Grid has software called Bias, and you can, I think it's like a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah,
and that stuff works really well.
So is that just like a software, or do I need some type of like hardware between the guitar and the computer?
Yeah, it's software, so you'll need something to plug your guitar into. So you would get an audio interface. Focusrite makes some good inexpensive stuff. You could have one for about $100, you know, so it's, and you, there's like pedals and all kinds of shit that you can plug into and, you know, riff away.
It just gets like so overwhelming because you're right. There's like so much stuff out there and, you know, I know about playing the guitar, but I just like don't know all like the technical nerdy stuff, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes simplicity is best, though. I mean, you know, plugging into a tube head, into a cab, like, you know, you can't really go wrong there. But if you're looking to, you know, kind of expand all that, you can get into pedals and things like that. Delay is always fun. Reverb's fun.
You know, you're not too far from us. We're here in New York City. Just want you to come over and
like set it up for me.
Just an excuse to meet you, really.
Go to one of say hello.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually in New York City not too long ago. I'll go there every now and then, you know, see a show or whatnot. So I take the train. I'm in Jersey, so I'm, you know, I'm like a few hours away.
Neighbor.
So, like with the shows, it's kind of like if it fits all your schedules, you guys have, you know, your lives going. So it's really just
well, are you going to tour for the new album?
We're doing shows here and there for it. So, you know, little small runs. Like, we just finished, like, a five-date run in the Northeast. We have some stuff with Bury Your Dead in February that we just announced. That's going down south to, like, Florida, Georgia. We're trying to get some Carolina dates in because that's where the band originated from. So that one's probably going to be maybe a week or so. We'll see. And we're trying to go to Europe. So, you know, we're not going to do, you know, we're not planning to do full blown, you know, month and a half long tours, unless something came along that was, you know, really enticing that we really couldn't say no to. Like if Cannibal Corpse came out and said, "Hey, you guys want to come out with us?" Then I think we would try and figure it out.
Well, we just had Corpse Grinder in studio last week. He's our new friend, so maybe we can make something happen.
No could put a word in, depending on how good the rig you set up for her
I'll see if this Focusrite and Positive Grid setup works for me.
But no pressure.
Awesome. Yeah, so we got to do good there before we get to Cannibal Corpse, I see. But now we actually, in 2006, I believe, we did Sounds of the Underground with Cannibal Corpse, and we actually played off dates with In Flames and Cannibal Corpse. So, you know, we were just starting, like, you know, I think we started in 2003, but 2005 was like when things started happening for the band. And when we went on that tour, it was just like crazy. Us, you know, young kids like touring with these bands that like are our idols. So we've been out with them, and they're actually one of the only bands, you know, if you're on tour for like a month and a half, like, you know, even if you're into a band, you're not usually going to watch them every night. Usually you get super bored of listening to metal every single day. And you just want to chill. But Cannibal Corpse is one of the bands that I actually watch them every single day. So big fan.
You ever listen to anything else other than metal?
Absolutely. I'm really into like shit like Alan Holdsworth and, a lot of progressive stuff. Lately I've been listening to like a lot of classic rock, which is super weird for me. Like I've been listening to like Hendrix and stuff like that. I think more so because I'm a guitar player and I'm kind of obsessed with the guitar and I'm constantly looking up different ways to play it, you know, and you get kind of bored when you listen to, you know, arpeggios, you know, 220 BPM. You know, constantly shredding. So it's cool to just chill out sometimes.
Plus, Hendrix is awesome.
Yeah.
There's a reason it's classic rock. That's the good thing about classic rock is time has kind of decided which stuff is the good stuff. I mean, I'm sure there's probably great stuff that isn't as well known, but all the well-known stuff is that because it's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's good to listen to that, kind of branch out. Trying to think of bands that are, I'm drawing a blank right now, it'll come to me. But yeah, other than like, we're super, like, as far as metal goes, we're super into like Darkane and Morbid Angel and that kind of stuff. That's what we're mostly influenced by when it comes to metal. Darkane's probably one of my favorite metal bands of all time.
Nice.
Yeah, they're great.
Yes,
are
indeed.
They up-
I
have no idea. They released that record on Prosthetic, you know, a while back, and I don't think they're touring. I think they're just hanging out at home or something. I don't really know. But that record ruled. I think it came out in 2014 or something. Sinister Supremacy, I think it was. But I've actually never seen them live. My bass player Jake has. He said they played to like no one, and I was super jealous about it. But.
Wow.
You wish you could play to no one? Is that what you're jealous of?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think you're business. Any info? No, Noah's looking up Darkane. Any activity? 2013
no.
is their last name.
You know what's crazy is I still buy CDs. I'm one of the few that still does it, I think. And finding their catalog is so difficult if you're trying to collect everything they've done. I don't know what's up, if it's like their label or something. I actually I actually messaged the band on Facebook. I was that guy, and I asked them, like, what was up with that? Like, need help with distribution or something? And they didn't respond to me, of course.
Wow. Tells you about their business practice.
Yeah, I'm just, like, trying to buy some records, man. Because, you know, the digital thing gets old sometimes.
Cool, man. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking some time and hanging out with us here on the live cast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it was great.
I appreciate you for having us. Yeah, for sure. It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah, of course. You know, obviously we've always supported Through the Eyes of the Dead. I'm a big fan. And,
absolutely. I appreciate it.
Definitely pick up just some us. Did I say it right? Just some us.
That's fine. So much,
or
yes.
Mütter Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Read the plaque under the two-headed fetus.
No, two-bodied.
Yeah.
Two-bodied fetus.
And is that what the cover art is?
Well,
the cover art?
Yeah, and it's what's crazy about that, I meant to get into this. Paul Romano did the album artwork. This is his fourth record he's done with us. So we just had to have him back. So what's really cool is Danny sent him the concept for the record and kind of explaining everything. And he had something, but he decided to scrap it and go on with Danny's concept. So I told him about the title of the record and, you know, the song Terrace, which is a play on words. It's actually, Terrace means two heads and one body. I'm pretty sure I have that right. either way, he actually worked at the Mütter Museum. So when he sent us this artwork, I was like, wow, this is crazy. It's like perfect. And he was like, yeah, he was like, I actually used the DeSomas from the Mütter Museum. I worked there, you know, for years. So he's like, I actually like spent the night there before and all this crazy shit. And I was like, no fucking way. Like that's where, you know, I got the inspiration from this one song, which ended up turning into this whole title. So it was really cool the way that worked out.
That's awesome.
That's kismet.
Cool.
Yeah.
So DeSomas.
Absolutely.
Now, I got it.
There you go.
I want to play that song, Terrace. So this, you said you got your old vocalist, Nate Johnson, to contribute some vocals.
Yeah, Nate Johnson from Malice. And we also got Anthony Gunnels from Bloodlust fame. He's on Obitual. So we got both of those guys back to do guest spots on the new record.
Oh, very cool.
Cool.
Awesome, man. Justin, thank we're going to let you go. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That was Justin from Through the Eyes of the Dead. New album, Dissimus. It's out now. I want to play the hot new track. Here's Terra. Thank you.
cat scratch, a whiplash, a witch hunt in black, sandpaper. Wading through the music break can be painful, like rubbing sandpaper on your genitalia, or like listening to anything sung by Chris Jericho. But it's time for the metaphorical abrasive chafing to end. The Metal Injection Live cast returns.
That is an outdated blend. There's a few songs I really dig on.
Jericho?
The pocket of Big Jericho. The pocket of Jericho.
Big Jericho.
Well, I did hang out with him this weekend. Did a podcast.
I also hung out with him.
Really?
Rubba.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you were there at the same time, or no?
Oh. In my own separate time.
In your bed when you're dreaming?
No, like in real life.
Wow, what did you all do? You mean Rob you hung out with?
No, with Chris Jericho.
Oh, with Jericho.
She hung out with him at her day job.
Yeah.
I hung out with him.
At his night job.
What was the hangout consist of?
Who was that?
Me? Well, I just
know
sat there.
I know what you did. You did a podcast.
Well, he was on the show that I work on at Sirius, and he
the
was
the trucking
guest.
One.
Yeah.
Really? What does he have
him,
to do with
him
trucking?
And Rich Ward? Well, who? Rich Ward is his guitar is the guitar player of Fozzy.
And also Stuck Mojo.
Oh well,
formerly of Stuck Mojo.
I apologize.
Well,
the
yeah.
Duke.
When you said Fozzy, I was like, whatever, but Stuck Mojo. Yeah. It's understandable.
Really, really cool guys. Did you know that they did like 3 concerts in 24 hours?
Yes, because I did research.
Okay. Did you know that, Darren?
No, I don't have a podcast or interview Chris Jericho. On Saturday, they rented a jet and did like 3 shows in 3 different time zones. There's one in Florida, in Texas, and in Vegas.
Okay, because I was going to say 3 shows doesn't sound like that big of a deal if you do them all in the same place.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
3 different times.
That a little bit more clear.
Yeah, that makes it impressive, I would say. They had Air Fozzy.
But then again, they're doing a Fozzy show.
Oh,
come on.
Nice.
Yeah, hasn't Vegas suffered enough?
I would think that, like, Chris Jericho, like, his vocals would, you know, like, that you would like that kind
of
style.
Well, I haven't heard Rob's, it's more of a personal thing. Like, he was kind of a dick to us on our show. That's what I was going to ask. I haven't heard Rob's Squared Circle Pit interview, but I was wondering if he was more personable when you interviewed
him. Yeah, he was very personable.
So,
I think it was just the...
Let's blame Sean.
Well, also just because it was a call and like there was a delay, so there was—I think that's also.
He was like
why
in Pennsylvania, like playing the state fair. So he was in a sour mood.
I don't know, man.
Our fault, maybe.
We just interviewed Justin. He was extremely nice,
that's true.
And he had the same phone delay.
But how many times has Justin been suplexed?
That's true. You're saying it's a CTS? It's like a concussion.
Or
thing?
Just you know, you'd be a little bit more sore if you've been hit a lot.
Okay.
In general, whether
all
it's
right.
concussion related
he's
or not.
He's a very nice person.
But speaking
pass.
Of Justin,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The discussion about their album title brought up a question in my mind that I'd like to pose.
Do you remember the album title, Sid?
Dissimus?
Okay.
Now,
Dissimus?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a Yiddish word.
Yeah. Cirrus. if you had to choose between being in a physical relationship with a person who had 2 bodies in one head.
Uh-huh.
Or 2 heads in 1 body.
Oh, God.
Which would you choose
2 bodies.
And why?
Done.
2 bodies?
Easy.
Go on,
because
elaborate.
The 2 heads equals, that's 2 personalities. Like it's like
true.
Being in a 3-way.
Yeah.
But that means maybe when one of them isn't in the mood, the other one is.
But it's not all about sex. I mean,
no,
I want
but I, well,
to like.
No, I said physical relationship.
So that's, like you're
I'm
saying
specifically
they,
talking about
they
the
both
aspect.
Have to be on board.
Oh, yeah.
For the person to have sex with you? Is that like.
No, but I'm just saying if there's 2 heads.
So you're saying we're not like hanging out all day. We just meet up, have sex,
and
then leave.
No.
That's what you're saying.
Not only one. It doesn't have to be a one-time thing, but I'm only concerned with the physical aspect of this relationship. What you do when you're not fucking is not my business.
Well, so let me clarify something. Like, all right, so let's say.
You got to get the rule.
So so the person has 1 head on the 2 bodies.
Yes.
Okay. And what's on the other body? No head?
No, it's 2 bodies that
it's
like are connected at the neck.
So it's
maybe.
2 heads and 2 bodies, right. Like Siamese twins?
No.
No, one head.
Head.
One
and
head.
And it splits off at the neck into 2 bodies.
Well, you know what my answer is, right?
Picture it. What's your what?
My answer.
What do the hands look like?
Well, you want the 4 hands, right?
What if they're shitty? Maybe they could be terrible.
Yeah, what if they're deformed hands?
four hands are better than two hands. Two dicks better than one dick. You know what I'm going for. Yeah.
Well, but what if like the bodies are like back to back, sort of? So you,
oh,
it's not
no
like
DP?
You could be. It's not like you could DP. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Maybe you can
how
reach.
Are the, how are the bodies
you know,
positioned?
I would make the one body like flip over. They would have to learn flexibility.
You have to do Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He'd have to learn BJJ so you can give a BJ. A BJ and a BJ. A BJJ BJ.
Yeah. Times two. BJ. I wanted to cover what that sounds like to me because every time you said Tzimis, I was thinking of Tzimis, which is a Jewish thing.
What does that mean?
Tzimis is like some kind of, or like a trifle, like a nice, like a dainty little cake that
it's
they
more
serve.
More pleasant than what the band is going
for. But it's also a figure of speech. Like they say the name of that cake to mean like trouble. I got trouble. I got Tzimis.
I thought that's what Tzuris was.
Tzuris. Oh, sorry. A big Tzimis. Sorry. That's what Tzuris is. A big Tzimis is when someone makes a big deal out of something.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, oh, why are you making a big Tzimis over here?
I've never heard that. Interesting.
It's really a cake, but it's like one of those metaphors that you have in the language.
That makes sense.
Making a big Tzimis.
I would agree. I would want the one head and the two bodies. With like what Darren said, with the two heads, that's two different personalities. And
right.
Also, I feel there might be some interfighting
or
some jealousy that I'm not paying attention to.
Yeah, I'd always be in a Larry David situation. I would always feel like, am I intruding on the other person? Maybe they're being polite and they're not telling me like they're a nice person, but maybe they want to just read a book and I'm like fucking the other one. Like
but
that would just be very strange.
You could fuck the heads like you tit fuck someone.
What?
Or you could put your penis
together. I don't want to do that.
Neck fuck them? Sure. Or ear fuck them. Wherever you want to insert.
Penis in one mouth, and then the other mouth is like playing with your asshole.
So that's if they're strangely
appropriate.
Facing.
You just sort of lower yourself
between
the two.
I wondered what
heads.
That would feel like.
Your head fuck. My God, your head, two head fuck.
Your head,
double head fuck.
Your head,
double head fuck. My cock, your head, a head fuck. Sorry.
I was so nervous because Sid was like, I have a question that we could talk about for the rest of the show. And I thought it was going to be something very, like, critical.
No. What, Sid? Yeah. Critical? I have. Oh, you mean critical of something. I thought you meant, like, critical serious.
Or, like, our answer would make him criticize us for the rest of the show.
Yeah, there's no wrong answer.
My answer is neither. Can I just fuck neither?
Fine.
Sid, what's
choose
your
a life
answer?
Of celibacy.
I think I would go with the two bodies, one head. It just
more
this,
boobs.
Yeah, there's more boobs. There's
oh,
more
they'd have to be all real boobs. What if
vagina.
Like so?
Oh,
what if
oh.
What if the boobs are asymmetrical?
Oh,
I don't care.
Oh, I got
like
one.
How drastically asymmetrical?
Like it's drastic. It's noticeably
like one's a D cup, one's an A cup.
Yes. Oh. Would you then be okay with a reduction in large?
Well, no. Oh, so you're not saying on the two bodies, one head. You're saying just in general.
No, I have a question.
No, on the two bodies, because
well, then,
the two bodies are split
do
off.
Do each of them have this lopsided thing? Because then you still got two D cups in the
bag. Right. Yeah, if the left one on the... Wait, hold on.
Some of all five.
If the left tit on the left person and the right tit on the right person are... They're together. So you would just envision that
yeah,
as
sure.
one body? Okay.
It's fine.
Now, what if the one head, two body person...
Yes.
Has one of the bodies has real natural breasts, another one has implants. What would you do?
That's the question I was wondering. Do you just ignore the one with?
I wouldn't
implants?
Ignore the one with, but I'd only do her from behind.
What about principle?
That's a man of principle.
No, it's not. It's lacking principle because
he refuses
still...
to look at her, acknowledge her front. That's
no, but
principle.
I'm saying he's putting up with her immoral behavior in his mind by. Still having sex.
Well, he only has a physical relationship with her.
And
he doesn't know what
then
she's
I'm
doing
like, you're willing to go on to the knife for a physical thing, and it's not to fix the whole two bodies, one head thing? You got weird priorities, lady.
Maybe they like that.
What if,
They're
I guess
they like getting fucked between two and three.
Sure, I'll help out.
tweaking their nipples a little bit.
That, I'll save that for Rob.
I'll tweak their nipples. Center left and center right. Like a political spectrum. Area code 847, which would you prefer? Two heads, one body, or one head, two bodies?
Question of the day.
One head, two bodies.
Yeah.
All right, Leroy.
Yeah.
How does your wife feel about that?
I don't know. She's not with me. I can't ask her.
Well, maybe in the next week, ask her and then report back to us next week. Like, honey, I was listening to this podcast and she didn't have a question. Okay, what is it? Well,
you're hoping to hold your side to your relationship.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I'll ask her. I'll let her know, and I'll definitely relay the message to you.
Cool.
He's not him yet.
Yeah, I hope you're fine.
No, I'll ask her. I'm not. Now that I'm driving to the currency exchange, and there's a lot of traffic, and going to Spain in 2 days, so I'm excited.
I actually heard it's cheaper to just do a withdrawal from an ATM than doing the currency.
Really? Because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, I believe that. Is this your first international travel?
Since I was 7, so like over 20 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, just use your credit card. You know, the credit cards are accepted everywhere, and your debit card, you might have a, you know, you'll have the ATM fee, whatever ATM fee your bank card is, but it would still be cheaper than whatever conversion rate is.
The lady at Chase said it's 3% every transaction.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you going to Catalonia?
But I
you
believe
know,
with
be
if you use if you just use your credit card, there isn't that. There's no transaction.
I don't really I only have debit cards. I don't believe in credit cards.
Oh.
You're missing out, buddy. Why don't you believe on credit? Why don't you believe in credit?
I just think I don't know. I've racked up a lot of debt before, and I got out of it, and now I just don't want anything to do with that shit.
But you're irresponsible,
so you just don't trust yourself.
I was 18. I was 18, 19, and I got a credit card, and they kept increasing the limit, and I was dumb as hell.
You spend all the credit on
video games.
I remember I bought like the new PlayStation console was at the time. I went to Florida, just everything and anything I was putting on that thing, and I was only paying the minimum amount.
What'd you do in Florida? Is that dick wet?
We drove down to the Keys, and it was when Michael Jackson died. I remember I was driving.
What, was your dick getting wet while you were driving?
No.
I don't know. Okay. Well, yeah, that's the thing. So you were using a credit card wrong. The way you use a credit card is exactly the way you use your debit card, and then just every week pay it off. You don't pay the minimum amount. Pay the entire amount. Don't have any debt on it. And then A, you build your credit, and B, here's the benefit of having a credit card. Like almost all of them, or any credit card worth a damn, has a rewards program where you get a percentage back. Usually it is 1%. If you have good credit, you can get 2-5% back on any purchase. And then instead of trading that 1% whatever for cash, just use that credit to get like hotel rooms.
You could also, there's some that the rewards are airline miles.
Yeah, airline
miles. My trip
miles
to Texas was completely paid for by airline miles from a credit card.
And the miles, the way the miles work, the like monetary value, you're getting like a crazy discount. Like I booked like a $350 airplane ticket for the equivalent of $250 a mile. So you're missing out on all these rewards, all these perks you can get.
Gone to Spain for free,
or discount.
Well,
airplane tickets could have been paid for.
I agree. Chase used to have a debit card reward program. They stopped that. And then I racked up all that money on the credit card, and they didn't reward me with shit.
Well, you got to get the right reward card. Chase has a Sapphire Reserve, which is what I have. I could send you a referral link. We racked up some points.
Put some good word forms.
That's been a good word. Do you get anything
when you said refer him?
Yeah, I was saying we would each rack up like a couple of thousand points.
Sid, what were you talking about? There's some political unrest there, right, or something?
Yeah. There's like a – they're on the verge of like a civil war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why tickets were so cheap.
Yes.
No, well, I booked these tickets like 6 months in advance.
No.
Is there a specific event, or are you just going as a tour?
You going to run with the Bulls?
We just – no, I'm not doing that. We just got a good deal, and so I've my wife really wants to go out somewhere away from America, I'm always kind of terrified to fly anywhere.
Just Sid points to me, so he's encouraging me. Are you going to Barcelona? Where are you going and staying?
Yeah, Barcelona.
Oh, I've heard
that's where all that's happening.
Is it?
And it's in Catalonia. I don't know which cities that encompasses. I'm not that smart.
I think Catalonia is like the region that's looking for independence. That's not necessarily where the protest is.
Yes.
Where it could be happening in other parts of.
Yeah. No,
there you go. Well, we'll report back to us if you make it through.
Okay, can I ask one last question? So who won the Chris Jericho book?
Oh, wow.
You definitely weren't the first person to email. That wasn't me.
Man, that was impossible. I was kind of like, it was an easy ass question, and then you, like, it was the first person to see that you put up the podcast would have got it. I don't think it's a fair way to do it.
Well, when you have a podcast and you're in a contest, you could come up with your
own. I guess so. Well, I enjoyed that episode.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it as well.
All right. I'll talk to you guys after my trip.
Have a good trip.
Yeah, or call us from your trip if need be. Then if you want to call us from your trip, you can do so. 213-WIDENUT, 213-943-3688. We got some voicemail, some email.
Hit me.
This one is from Ross. And I do believe Ross also sent us some drops, which we can play.
Hi, Livecast. It's Ross again. First off, thanks for playing my fucking voicemail to George so I could ask him what kind of ice cream he likes.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to do that. Sorry.
Oh,
Rob.
Well,
we can email it to him.
And now I'm going to stalk him and ask him myself. Anyway, hey, Rob.
Hey.
I do like having my nipples played with. But
there's a but.
Yeah.
Kind of like how you can't tickle yourself. I don't get the same pleasure from playing with my own nipples.
That's fair.
Okay.
As I do when my significant other plays with them. You feel me?
I feel you.
Are you his significant other?
Well, I don't literally feel you.
Last but not least, Sydney, I know you're a big fan of that awesome Jeff Rosenstock album from last year, and I was wondering if you had gotten into the band Iron Sheik yet. Really good modern punk done right. I think you'd be into it. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Iron Sheik is C-H.
Yeah.
213 wide nut. Stretch your balls, kids.
I've heard maybe like a song. People have told me that I would like it, but I'm just very slow to actually check these bands out nowadays. So
I like that cover.
But I think I like the song that I heard. Are you playing it right now? Is that what's happening?
Iron Sheik. Yeah, it's C-H-I-C.
Not Iron Chick.
That wouldn't be a pun. Then.
Maybe they weren't going for the pun.
Doesn't Chick have a seat in
the cave? Yeah, not a cave.
Yeah.
awesome albums because that's very, very triumphant sing along with punk rock.
Sounds happy.
I like it. Very, very good. Thanks for the
tip. All right. Yeah, we'll check that out.
Are they wrestling fans?
I would assume it, at some point they must have been. I would hope. You got anything else, Bubba?
Yeah, we got some...
Rob's reading Reddit right now.
No, I'm looking up nipple
hate
subs.
Mail. Oh. We got.
Oh. If you want to send
is,
an email, where should you send it?
You send it to hatemail@metalinjection.net. Also send a voice memo if you'd rather we play your voice. But so this is from Andrew. Hey guys, this is Andrew from Colorado. Just wanted to tell you all I love the show, and I wanted to know how Noah's blue belt test went. I've been training in Brazilian. I've been training in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I've been training in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. For over 6 years, and I am interested to hear about what she had to do for the test. Spill the beans, Noah.
Oh, okay. It's so nice of him to ask. So it wasn't really a test. It was more of like a hazing process. So it was 2 hours, and the first hour was just the people who were testing. It was a couple of blue belts and just two guys who were moving.